We're going to go out to Miles City, Montana right now. We've tracked down Ty Linger, who is a rancher out there in Miles City, Montana. And he started an effort via Facebook, which would allow us to help out those thousands of cattle ranchers affected in South Dakota by Blizzard Atlas. It's Heifers for South Dakota. And Ty, welcome to KFGO in Fargo, North Dakota.
Well, thank you, Jack. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
It's real nice to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead, please.
All right. I'm just a young rancher out here in southeastern Montana. My wife and I have two little boys that I'm kind of biased, but I think they're probably the best boys in the whole world. My wife thinks they're the cutest, so yeah, everyone can agree with that. we're a young ag couple trying to make a go of it with ranching. This is our first year of taking over the family operation. We finally had a good year again. We've endured several years of drought, poor conditions, too much rain in 2011, and then the drought that lasted a year and a half. Our numbers were down. And now we finally had a good year. Calf prices are up. Calves are weighing heavy. There's hay everywhere. It's just a blessed year for us right now.
And then you heard about, as did the rest of the nation and anybody with their eyes open, about Blizzard Atlas, which hit South Dakota. And estimates are there could be as many as 100,000 dead cattle. And what was your thought upon hearing that story as it unfolded, Ty?
I couldn't even imagine what these folks were going through. Just the timing of this blizzard, it really couldn't be any worse. All of these folks are in the same situation that we were. They'd finally had a good year. Things were looking good and looking up for the first time, and now it's just gone. They're not receiving their paycheck for the calves this fall. The factory of the mother cow is gone. A lot of them have a lot of hay and nothing to feed it to, and I would imagine they're feeling pretty bleak. I couldn't even begin to think of the pain that these folks were going through. As I looked at the pictures of the dead cattle piled up, you know, in something the size of our living room, there's 50, 60 head laying dead. It was just horrible.
Ty, I know, as you full well know, that when you look at those cattle that you've raised, you're not just looking at a dollar sign. You're looking at cattle you've raised, cattle you've cared about. I mean, it was a hard first day for these cattle, and you were there with them when they were born and went out in terrible weather to feed them. And you care about them more than just what they're going to get at auction.
You do. You do. They're like a part of the family. It's hard to imagine for folks that haven't been in it to have a 300 or 400 member family, but you do. You can look out and recognize cattle without even reading their ear tags. You know, that's 605. You know, she is always in the wrong pasture. She's constantly a headache. You wish you could change some of her conformation, but that girl breeds back every year. She brings in a beautiful calf, and you can count on her. Mm-hmm. She might be a pain in the butt, but you love her not the same. It's something that they get. Yeah.
So I suppose realizing that it's hard to believe that you would think you'd want to reach out. And so you have made this Facebook page called Heifers for South Dakota. For the uninitiated, what is a heifer?
A heifer is a year-old female cow. Mm-hmm. You can also have a two-year-old heifer. It's a female cow that has not had a calf yet.
Mm-hmm. And so Heifers for South Dakota. How are you doing this? What sort of a reaction have you had to the Facebook page, which hasn't been up very long?
No, it's been a week and a day, I believe, is all that it's been going. The response from people has just been overwhelming. Most everyone that hears about what we're trying to do is so enthusiastic and so fired up about lending a hand in whatever the way they can. Producers, when we hear about it, the typical response is, how many do you need? How many can I give you? How many do you want? Folks with programming skills on the computer, helping with web pages, folks with graphic design, creating logos for us, people with networking skills reaching out in their local areas to try to gather support, gather pledges of cattle, gather donations to go towards fuel for getting the cattle to the places. been so overwhelmingly positive.
And you've have you succeeded in becoming a 501(c) or whatever that is, a nonprofit
yes.
charitable group?
We are working with North Central Resource Conservation and Development out of Pierce, South Dakota. We are partnering with them for our 501(c)(3) status. That means we're a nonprofit organization. All donations that go through Heifers South Dakota are tax deductible, be it livestock or monetary donations, which helps put a lot of people at ease, as far as realizing that we're for real.
I don't have a heifer, but I can write a check or get my credit card going through Heifers for South Dakota. Can people do that too?
Yes, sir. We just got the online capability to accept credit card donations. There will be a small fee just because of the way that those things work, but they can write checks if people are more comfortable with that. The mailing address and who to make it out to is on our, we have a web page and a Facebook page. The web page is helpforsouthdakota.com, and then the Facebook page is Heifers for South Dakota.
Helpforsouthdakota.com, and on Facebook it's Heifers for South Dakota.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, so when are you going to start delivering heifers?
That's kind of up in the air at this moment. We've been visiting with producers, potential recipients for these cattle. Some of them are saying, you know what, I'm ready to receive them today. As soon as you guys are ready, I would love to have them. And some folks are saying, you know what, I'm mudded in. I have no idea. It might be next spring.
Oh.
We're taking that into consideration and trying to evaluate for each individual producer that we're trying to get the cattle to. Our goal would be to start shipping in mid-November. It's a great time to haul a bred animal without the possibility of too much stress on her and her losing the calf. It's a great time as far as farmers and ranchers. It's kind of our downtime. It's easy for us to get together, get the cattle hauled to a central location, get them brand inspected, health, and then freighted down to the folks that need these cattle. One thing that I am going to mention, our name is Heifers for South Dakota, but we're accepting all kinds of bred cattle, from replacement heifers, that's a weanling heifer calf, up to bred 7-year-old cows. Our stipulation on that is, if it's something you would be proud to own, it's something we want. Our challenge is, you know what, give the best you've got. We want to give these folks a good gift. So we've had some folks saying, you know what, can I only give heifers? What can I do? Well, we're accepting bred cows too. There's some folks that may not be able to go through the process of helping a heifer have her very first calf. And so we want to be able to accommodate those folks as well.
I tell you, Ty Linger, I don't know how old you are. I'm guessing maybe 27 or something like that. But you just gave me goosebumps to think about so far away how you're reaching out. And it's very touching. Heifers for South Dakota is where you'll find it. It's on Facebook, or Help for South Dakota. If you've wondered what you can do for those ranchers in South Dakota who lost upwards of 100,000 head, that's a... I'm glad I found out about you, Ty. Thank you for joining us today on KFGO. I'm really proud to know you. And by the way, in case you want to, this conversation has been recorded, and I will podcast it before 2 o'clock today, and it'll be on KFGO.com under podcasts, and you can keep it and share it and put it on your webpage or whatever you want. Okay, man?
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate it, Jack. Thank you very much for your help.
I hope you start getting some visits on Facebook and some hits on your website. Thanks a million. HelpForSouthDakota.com or Heifers for South Dakota on Facebook.